I was talking recently with local poet Kelly Davio, and she told me that when she was considering getting a tattoo, she found herself thinking about the body as a canvas, a place to put critical information.
I liked thinking about the idea of what people are willing to live with on their bodies in the long term. And I read an interesting statistic, which may be completely apocryphal, but the statistic claimed that fully 23% of Americans now have tattoos on them. So the title of this poem comes from a rough fudging of that statistic, and it's called One in Four of Us is Marked. For some, a sun-worn butterfly lined by a shaky hand trembles on a back gone fat. Others take more public brands in languages they never spoke, good faith in a scribe who could so easily brand them shithead or slut in elegant kanji strokes. A skull, rose, sparrow, easy as embroidered initials, signifying little. But imagine, body as canvas, ideal for a list of critical information. Diabetic, paranoid, serial monogamist, who would waste time on compulsive gambler at the end of the bar? Even better to list directions, instructions for handling and care on the skin. The back of one's hand might read, "Do not shake." On one buttock, "Not intended as a flotation device." Scrolling down a sternum in bold, "Never puncture compressed materials." Imagine, crepe hanger meets a man, warnings written in plain fonts, complete disclaimers printed behind the ear. If she undressed him, she would find a list of contents, know what small changes might seep out if she gave him a cold cup of coffee, or if he laid a barefoot sole on a resting bumblebee. A projected response to her urgent late-night calls.
That was poet Kelly Davio reading One in Four of Us is Marked from her collection Burn This House. You'll find links to more of Kelly Davio's poems at our website, kuow.org. Search for the keyword tattoo. From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin.